This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except as Muslims in submission to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you, O you who believe. Keep your duty to Allah, fear him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters. For all the newly invented matters in religion are heretic and rejected innovation, and every innovation is bid'ah and it leads to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides in the Quran a taxonomy of people. He divides people into three types: those of faith, who believe in the unseen, who give Allah His rights, and give others the rights. Allah describes them as the successful, al-muflihun. The second type are those who act in denial and rejection to their most elementary human nature. That's the fitrah. So they reject the seed of faith that is built in them. And Allah calls them al-kuffar, because they cover the truth that is in them and they act in denial to it, or in negligence of it. Then Allah provides a third type of people, and He expounds the most on this third type. Allah gives most details on this third type. Allah describes them by saying, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. There are those who say, they claim, they make a statement that we have believed in Allah and the last day, life after death. But in fact, they are not believers. They don't believe. Allah further describes them, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. In their heart there is disease, and thus Allah increased them in that disease. And they shall taste a painful punishment, but they know not. These are the ones that we call al-munafiqun, the hypocrites. They are a subdivision of al-kafirun, the people who rejected the truth, denied the truth, neglected the truth. But they didn't stop there. They took it a step further. As if it was not enough to act in denial and rejection of the truth, they sought even to mask the reality of their denial and present it as if it's faith and acceptance. So it's not only one layer of lying and deception, it's a double layer of deception. So the inside of these people and the outside are in disparity. There is a discrepancy, there is a departure. Their outward behavior is not a sincere and true reflection of what's in their heart. So their whole behavior, their life, is simply deception. Is about deception. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them that in their hearts there is disease. This is the disease of hypocrisy. And the disease of desire. And the disease of confusion and doubt. And it's not innocent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He placed us in this earth, He gave us a head start. Allah placed us on the platform of faith, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that statement clear, that there is no doubt about this. He said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child, every newborn, they are brought into this world upon fitrah. And fitrah is pure human nature that has a natural tendency to search for the truth and act upon the truth. This is what fitrah is. It's a seed that requires the nourishment, that seeks the nourishment. Hence, humans are inquisitive. Humans are curious. Humans seek to fill the void of ignorance within them. Allah gave that to us. It's not like found in humans. We don't stumble on that. It's put inside every human being on purpose. Because that's the basic tool that we need to find our way to Allah. Inquisitiveness. And then Allah added to this inquisitive nature the tendency to act upon the demand of the truth. Because the truth is not static. The truth is not a fact that you introduce to your mind, then end of story. That's not truth. That's merely an idle fact. But human nature, it's human nature that when you give it the truth, there is a moral demand, there is a request that comes with it. And it's called in the Islamic tradition, it's referred to in the Quran as the amana, the trust. You have a sense of obligation towards the truth. When you learn that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, when you learn that Allah is the Most High, that Allah is the wise, the just, the provider, the only one who deserves to be worshipped, your basic human nature moves to fulfill that right of Allah. It's similar to when you see someone in desperate need. This is a fact that you have perceived, you have received this fact. It's a truth that someone is suffering and they need aid. You don't stop there when you see someone crying out for help and you know that they are genuinely in need of that support. There is a sense of obligation. There is a demand that pulls you to this person to do what you can to pull them out of that predicament. That's basic human nature. If it's corrupted, the fitrah is corrupted. So the disease that is in the hypocrites is a departure from this. They see the truth, they reject it. The demand, the moral demand of obligations to worship Allah, to stick to the moral code of Islam, they act in defiance to it. That's double disease. And not only that, then they seek to deceive the believers by claiming and putting on an act. So they pretend that they are believers or that they act like the believers. So last week we spoke about systems of deception. The Prophet ﷺ described them as years of deception. People will live in cultures, in ideologies, in ways of life that are based on falsehood. And not only one piece of falsehood, but there is an ecosystem of falsehood put together. It's more like a matrix that people live in. Delusional view of reality. And we said anyone who allows himself to sink into the system, they can never live a life of faith or a decent lifestyle. You can't. If you engage fully in a society that is built on false ideologies, on falsehood, that promotes immorality as a way of life, you can never expect to find the truth. You can never expect your heart to be healthy. Don't expect that the natural tendency to search for the truth, receive it and act upon it, don't receive that this will remain functional within you. You will lose it. You will lose it. And that's what disease is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran describes the hypocrites. And the simple description about them is that their profession, their lifestyle is lying. Al-kadhib. Deception. There is a surah that is titled Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrites. And it starts with the hallmark of hypocrisy. Allah says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. When the hypocrites come about, or when they approach you, they say, we testify, we witness. It's not only we believe, no, we are ready to testify. We are the witness that you are the messenger of Allah. Allah says, and Allah knows that you are His messenger, and Allah testifies that these hypocrites are lying. Because they don't believe that you are the messenger. In other places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their tongues that which is not in their heart, which is not in line or in accordance with what's in their heart. So they have something in their heart, their inner reality, they express the opposite. They hide it, then they put on an act. Deception. Allah says, يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ. They hide within themselves which they do not display or disclose to you. Deception. So they live a double life. When you, and this is why the Prophet ﷺ warned us against lying. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, be dutiful, give Allah His rights, and be among the truthful. The companions radiallahu anhum, one of the tabi'een, Ibn Abi Mulayka rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, أَدْرَكْتُ ثَلَاثِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلُّهُمْ يَخَافُ النِّفَاقَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. I have witnessed, I have come in contact with 30 of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Each one of them fears hypocrisy for himself. Some other companion said, لا يأمن النفاق إلا منافق. No one feels safe from hypocrisy but a hypocrite. Were they exaggerating? Or are we unaware of what's going on? Of a serious hazard and danger? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, يطبع المؤمن على كل خلة إلا الخيانة والكذب. That you would find a believer would have any natural tendency, any personal human nature, any tendency to any behavior, but to, you can never find them in a believer. Treacherousness, deception, and lying. It doesn't go with Iman. It doesn't go with Iman. Abu Darda, again, radiallahu anhu, he said, you will never find a believer who lies. لن تجد مؤمنا كذابا. أو لا تجد المؤمن كذابا. You will never find a believer who lies. And that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إياكم والكذب. فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور. وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار. ولا يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. Beware of lying. Don't lie no matter what. For lying leads to fujur, indecent character that doesn't mind the moral filth and violations. Because when you lie, you deconstruct your fitrah and your basic nature. You ruin that. You destroy it. So the path to hypocrisy that the companions were so concerned about. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, we all know this, right? He went to the person who was named Hafidhu Sirr al-Nabi, or Sahibu Sirr al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the companions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disclosed to only this companion. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu disclosed to him the names of the hypocrites, of the munafiqeen. Allah informed the Prophet ﷺ who the hypocrites are. The Muslims didn't know them. Only a couple of them were known to the Muslims, to the companions. Most of them were hidden, because that's what hypocrisy is. These people seem to be the most righteous. They present themselves as the most devout, as the best Muslims. They give sadaqah, they pray in the front line. And they would openly speak, we believe in Allah and the Messenger. And they would make a show of their faith and their belief. They were very impressive. Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. When you see them, you're impressed with their presence, with their health, with how they look like. So don't think the hypocrites are despicable, you know, ostracized segment of society. They are the most presentable. Because that's what they worry about, wearing a show. They're so concerned about how people see them. They want to be impressive. That's their profession. So the Prophet ﷺ disclosed the names to this one companion, Abu Ubaidah, Amr ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was the Khalifa, he would approach Abu Ubaidah. Oh, sorry, Hudhayfa. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu. He would approach Hudhayfa, he would say, أَسْتَحْلِفُكَ بِاللَّهِ أَذَكَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَعَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ أَوْ أَعَدَّنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ مَعَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mention my name among the hypocrites? Who's this? Umar ibn Khattab. You think Umar ibn Khattab was exaggerating? Or was putting on a show? Or had waswas? No, because every believer needs to be concerned. Aisha radiallahu anha. She hears or she reads the verses in Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهُمْ مُشْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Until Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. These are the people who pray, who fast, who give zakah for the sake of Allah, and their hearts are in fear because they know that they are going to return to Allah. Aisha radiallahu anha said, is this the person who steals, commits zina and fornication and lies and fears that they would eventually meet Allah? The Prophet ﷺ said, يَبْنَةَ الصَّدِّيقِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ الرَّجُلُ يُصَلِّي وَيَصُومُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُ وَيَخَافُ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَى لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. It's the person who fasts, who prays. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Person prays, fasts, gives sadaqah, and they are scared because they have no guarantee. They have no guarantee. They fear for themselves. Hypocrisy. So hypocrisy is serious. And we need to be concerned about it. And the gate that pulls you into hypocrisy is lying and deception. When you decide to get away with a situation by lying, and you call it a white lie, an innocent lie, right? And you give yourself a fatwa, because that's a common tendency. You know, I'm in a very specific situation where I can give myself this fatwa. I'm a concession. This situation is the exception. I can, you know, I need it. You have to realize everyone thinks like that. Everyone thinks like that. You know the symbolic story about the governor of a city who said, you know, we went to the farmers at the time, you know, there is a few barrels that we need to give to the poor people of milk. And we want each one of you to fill it with a bucket, everyone to contribute a bucket of milk. And in the morning, inshallah, we will take the barrels and we will distribute them to those who need, those who are starving. And every one of the farmers says, you know what, I'll put in a bucket of water. And who can find out? In all this milk, no one can tell that I put a bucket of water. All of the farmers thought this way. So the collectors came in the morning to take the barrels of milk, supposedly milk, to give them to the people in need, and they found barrels of water. All of it was water. Why? Because everyone thought that they were the only exception. That's what we do when we give ourselves fatwa. We lie to our spouses, husband lies to the wife lies to the husband. We lie to our children, we lie to our partners, we lie to our customers, we lie to our colleagues, we lie to the supervisor. We lie about everything. And every time we are the exception. The problem with that is that what the Prophet ﷺ warned about, فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. What lying does, it ruins your morality. It ruins your good judgment. And that's what the hypocrites were about. And the Prophet ﷺ described how their deception and their lying. Now we're not going to talk about today about their punishment, where they will be in the lowest level in the hellfire, the most humiliated of all creation. But we will just highlight a few things the Prophet ﷺ highlighted that are very important for us to heed. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. I want to connect today's khutbah to last week's khutbah. We spoke about systems of deception, and these are cultures that are full of lies, that live on lies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this dunya, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This life is beautiful, sweet, but it's All of that sweetness is based on what? The deception of this dunya. The deception that comes from shaitan. And from the people, the billions that shaitan uses as factories of deception and corruption. Don't be one of those. So the Prophet ﷺ says, علامة المنافق ثلاث. Or he says, ثلاث من كن فيه, another narration. ثلاث من كن فيه كان منافقا خالصا. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ وَاحِدَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَ فِيهِ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. Three characteristics. And in a third narration, the Prophet ﷺ even mentions four. Three traits, or four. Whoever possesses them is a sheer hypocrite. Because hypocrisy is a spectrum. No one, by the way, no one, save the prophets and the very righteous Siddiqun people, are free from hypocrisy. But all of us are at some point in that spectrum. And that's why we should always strive against it. No one is free from hypocrisy, from some signs of hypocrisy, some aspect of hypocrisy, even if minor. That's why we shouldn't feel safe. So these three things, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. If he speaks or she speaks, they tell lies. They don't tell the truth. Why? Because they can't live with the truth. They start to develop this natural hate to the truth. They're impatient with the truth. They would lie without a reason, without the need to lie. They just can't live with the truth because they broke the bond with it. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ. And if he promises or she promises, they would break the promise. So you would feel safe. I have your word. I have your promise. But they just want to get something from you. Once they get what they want, they stab you in the back. They disappear. You call them, they never pick up the phone. You chase them, they have vanished, disappeared. They ignore you. And they have no qualms about it. And they think they got away with it. They don't know that they have taken a segment or a flame from the fire that will burn them forever on the Day of Judgment. And that their behavior will not stop at that point. Because once you go down that road, you can't stop. You accelerate. You become deceptive and you become known for that deception. You can't even stop it. It takes you over. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ وَإِذَا أْتُمِنَ خَانًا. When you trust them, they would betray the trust. Give them a secret, they would disclose it. You trust that they will be there for you, they will let you down. They're a complete mirage. The whole life has become deception. There's no reality with them. It's very hard to deal with them. The people that they betray the most are their immediate family. And the people who trusted them the most. And they would seek and search for victims wherever they are, especially the good ones. And the fourth one, the Prophet ﷺ says, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرٍ. And if you fall in a discussion or in an argument or an enmity or a disagreement with that person, they go beyond bounds in violating every right you have. For them, there's no moral boundaries. There's no limits. They do whatever they want to avenge themselves. They would stab you in the back. They would ruin your reputation. They would destroy your family. They would financially harm you. Do anything that they could lay their hands on to destroy you. No standards. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us upon the truth. And Allah said the truth. The truth manifests itself as moral principles. Good and bad, we know it because of our acknowledgement of the truth. When you divorce the truth, you divorce yourself from morality. And that's why moral decadence, moral violation is extremely dangerous. It ruins societies. It destroys morality. Eats at the very core of the human existence. So people think, oh, these people are the nicest, you know, let them do whatever they want. You know, you don't see the back end of this where it leads. If you divorce morality, you divorce the truth. And morality and the truth are the only guarantee for a decent and meaningful life.
You know, Islam and the truth and what's good cannot be compartmentalized. It's all the one piece. If you divorce it in one end, you are destroying the core. And once you destroy that core, everything will start to fall apart. And people will only keep morality and niceties on the surface because it serves them, because it works for them. Surface etiquette. But when it's legally binding on them, but when there is no legal consequences, and when there is no practicality to be observed, you will find these nicest people to be the worst criminals. Why? Because they have ruined by deception, by lying, by divorcing themselves from the truth. They have cut the bond with what's moral and what's good. They have no reference. They can't recognize. The only thing that they describe as good is what serves their immediate needs. The only thing that is truth, that is true for them, is the thing that pleases them and makes them feel good. And that's when humanity turn into monsters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all of that. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن لهم حق علينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم كن للمستضعفين من المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم احقن دماءهم صن أعراضهم اللهم احفظ عليهم دينهم وإيمانهم اللهم فرج عنهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Just a reminder, the masjid has established a program where you can automate your donations to the masjid on a weekly or monthly basis. There are flyers. Please check out, ask a member of the staff to help you out. This is a very decent and easy way to contribute to the masjid in smaller amounts, but that can, inshallah, support the masjid and cover its needs. اللهم تجاوز عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.